Joining us right now for a look at how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you. And again, as always, thanks for having me on again this week.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, the total cases overall, 29,793 cases. Death count is at 492. But what's concerning is the active cases, 315 current active cases. And within the last 24 hours, new cases in Brockton, 51. And the breakdown on that is 15 of those cases are 18 and under, and then 36 of those are age 18 and older. So we are definitely looking at all the data. As I indicated to you last week, you know, the numbers are skewed throughout the Commonwealth because a lot of the tests are at-home tests, and they're not necessarily being reported to the Maven system with DPH or the local boards of health. So we're looking at the wastewater in Brockton, and Dr. Rick Herman and Dr. Eno Montessor are doing that. And, you know, we're concerned. I won't sugarcoat it. We are concerned. I mean, we were in green, now we're in yellow. And again, it's Plymouth County wide right now that, you know, is being impacted. And in my perspective and talking to Dr. Herman this morning, he's very concerned about this, and we're going to be reporting back to the school committee in a week or so relative to what his analysis is showing for, you know, school-age children as well.
And do you anticipate any action being taken in relation to the schools?
You know, I don't think so at this time. I do think that looking at what the CDC is going to be saying soon. Again, I mentioned Plymouth County because that's the information that I get, being the only city in Plymouth County. So, again, it is Commonwealth-wide, nationwide. There are upticks, and that's clear. But, again, we're just being as diligent as we can. We're getting out the at-home tests to people. We're giving the vaccines. And if you're age 50 and older, you qualify for a second booster. So, you know, our Shaw Center on Saturday is open from 9 to 3, and that's a regional facility hosted by Brewster Ambulance. And then we're doing our remote wellness trust nurses are going door-to-door for some of our homebound as well. So it is still hands on deck, and we're going to continue to roll up the sleeves and be diligent and vigilant on this endeavor.
And how are the hospitals handling all this?
Yeah, the census numbers up there are ticking up a bit. And that's, again, we have Neighborhood Health Center in Brockton. We have the VA Hospital. We have Signature Brockton Hospital and Good Samaritan. So, you know, it's not like in the height of COVID where we had sick people and they were being intubated and all that. But, again, the numbers are upticking. And, you know, I know some city employees are being impacted by COVID as well. And those are people that have been vaccinated. So, you know, it's something that I was hoping going into the summer months we wouldn't have to be talking about as much. I think some people think COVID has dissipated and gone away, which is erroneous. It is still here. And it's definitely here in the city of Brockton.
And actually, with something kind of related to that, you were actually at a hearing regarding the Forward Act. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was invited by Lieutenant Governor Polito and Governor Baker to appear and testify in person. I went into the State House on Monday. The hearing opened up at 10. I testified around 1. You know, I fully support the governor's economic bill. Time is of the essence, right? There's a sense of urgency there. The feds have outlined guidelines, and money has to be spent by certain drop-dead dates. So I was there as the mayor of Brockton and advocating for the city. We were in line for $6.9 million under the governor's economic bill. So it is ARPA 2.0, and it's, you know, downtown recovery and Mass Works recapitalization and reauthorization. So there are a lot of tools in the toolbox, not just for Brockton, but for the 351 municipalities in the Commonwealth. So I kept saying to the folks, this isn't about party or politics. This is about people and getting jobs and getting the infrastructure both above ground and underground. So I'm hopeful that the legislature will fast-track that. We have three dedicated elected officials, a state senator, and two reps right now in Brockton. So I hope that that passes in a timely manner.
Now, something that is kind of coming back is, of course, BAT, and they're making some changes post-pandemic.
Yeah, Mike Lambert is he's a Hingham resident. He is the director of Brockton Area Transit. As mayor, I chair the board. We have dedicated board members, all volunteers, wonderful staff over there. And, you know, having the ability to jump on the BAT bus and go to Ashmont is paramount. A lot of people are using BAT transportation on weekends. And, you know, Mike is someone that has been an expert in the transportation industry. So Brockton Area Transit, BAT, doesn't just service Brockton, right? I mean, it goes throughout all the region. And, you know, as someone that grew up in Brockton and used the BAT bus, I mean, I think it's an important aspect of community transportation. So, you know, working with Mike, working with his team, and working with Old Colony Planning Council led by Mary Waldron, you know, there are a lot of plans right now that ultimately the goal is to help people and get them where they need to either live or work.
And I also wanted to ask you, there's been a lot of talk about South Coast Rail, and how do you think that could impact Brockton?
Yeah, I mean, I penned an op-ed that the Boston Herald ran probably a month and a half ago. You know, I'm really advocating for that to be fast-tracked. I mean, what's beneficial for Brockton is beneficial to Weymouth, is beneficial to Fall River, New Bedford, so, and all the towns in between. So, you know, I want to do a much more European-style rail service that is long overdue here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So it's something that I support wholeheartedly, and I know the different mayors and all the other cities on the South Shore and the South Coast support, and the town managers and the Board of Selectmen and the like. So, you know, it's important. It is a money, a substantial amount of money, Dan, that we'd have to invest. But the return on investment is real, and it's something that, you know, we need to do. And I believe that it will come to fruition.
And now there's also, we're talking about some outdoor activities, and, of course, they're still going on in Brockton, including an upcoming Haitian Flag Day observance.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to be the mayor of such a diverse, awesome city known as Brockton. And so, again, we honor all the different ethnic representations here in the city of Brockton. So we will be having Haitian flag ceremony here. We do it every single year, and, you know, we will be participating in that. We also are planning this morning a great collaborative effort for Juneteenth celebration as well in Brockton, and all the summer programs that are going to be offered for the youth in Brockton as well. So there's a lot going on, and again, we have to be cognizant of the fact that COVID is still around as well. So we will continue to be safe on that endeavor, but really plan for wonderful endeavors such as last Saturday. Last Saturday, we chose our first poet, youth poet laureate in the city of Brockton, and also we did Keep Brockton Beautiful Day, and the Red Cross came and put free smoke detectors and carbon monoxides in 41 different houses in the city of Brockton. So there's a lot going on, Dan, in the city of Champions.
And speaking of which, there were a lot of cameras that were on the scene where there was a burned-out house in the city, but that was actually for Hollywood.
It was, yeah. The TV series, AMC series, Kevin Can Blank Himself, is being shot the second year in the city of Brockton. And Annie Murphy is an actress from Canada, Emmy Award-winning actress. It's the star of that show. So they were on Mason Street. They did a wonderful endeavor to the fact where Brian Nardelli, the Brockton Fire Chief, took a look at it and he said, wow, that really does look like it was burnt out. So, again, it's always done in a safe manner. They did a controlled burn, actually, yesterday for the TV show as well, and all the fire department and fire watch people were there. So it's great that the film tax credit was extended by the legislature, and here in the city of Brockton, a lot of communities on the South Shore and Plymouth County truly benefit by both film and TV productions.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Be well.
Be well.